This is HPR episode 2882 entitled Onyx Part 1, Basic Commands, and is part of the series Networking. It is hosted by Gabriel Evenfire and is about 23 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, in this episode I review some basic commands for manipulating packet captures.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, and welcome to Hacker Public Radio. Today, I get to be your host. My name is Gabriel Evenfire. It's been a while since I did an episode, and it seemed about time to get back on the bandwagon. Now, in my very first episode, which was about 6 years ago, you may recall I said something like this.
And I thought it about time that I submit my own show to the community. Why? Well, I think everybody knows the answer to that. There's all the fame, the glory, the money. Well, mostly the narcissism, I suppose, in my case. I just have this project that I've been working on my own time at home, and I love to gush about it. I talk about it all the time to my family, to my friends, to my coworkers, and apparently I'm willing to babble on about it to random strangers in the internet.
And I was talking about one of my home projects that I call Onyx, which stands for Open Network Inspection Command Suite. And if you want to hear more about the origins of this, you can go back and listen to HPR 1350. In short, I created Onyx because I thought it would be neat to have a suite of tools that could manipulate packets on the command line in a way similar to how tools like sed, awk, grep, cut, and so forth manipulate text files. Given that we have some interesting shows about bash scripting and awk programming, it seemed like an episode or two about how to use the Onyx tool suite might be of interest to the hackers that listen to this program. If nothing else, it shows my take on how to develop software in the style of the traditional Unix command line. In this episode, I'm going to review how one can install the tool suite, describe some basic commands to capture packets, to convert packets to and from the XPacket format, and do some basic manipulation of the captured network traffic files. All right, so let's get to it. Just to review the installation process for those who are interested. This process basically is installing by compiling the source at this point. I don't have any currently maintained packages in any major distributions. Maintainers who are interested in maintaining and marshaling these into packages are welcome to contact me. Check my contact info at the end of this episode. So to install from source, what you do is you first change into a directory where you're going to do the build, and then you do the following commands. First, git space clone space https://gitlab.com/catlib/catlib. And that clones the catlib library from gitlab.com into this current directory. Then you cd into the catlib directory and type make. And if you're on any sort of x86 system or even an OpenBSD system, I've tested it there, hopefully that should be enough to build that library, which is sort of my own personal C library that I use for standard functions, and Onyx depends on it. All right, so now you cd ... back out of the catlib directory to the top level directory that you're building from. Then you do git clone https://gitlab.com/onics/onics. And so this will clone the Onyx repository into a directory named Onyx. So then you cd space Onyx. And in there, you're going to run ./configure, which isn't actually a standard autoconf configure, but it'll gather information about your system so that it can do the rest of the build. And then you do make. And then if you want to check to see if everything works the way it should, you do make test. That's make space test. And hopefully you see a whole lot of output followed by all tests passed. Now, if you want to now install this locally, you do sudo space make space install to install in your system. And then you can type make very clean, all one word. And that will clean up all of the build artifacts. And you can get rid of the directory, and now you have everything installed locally. If you have installed that tool suite and you want to eventually get rid of it, all you can do is you can change into the Onyx directory and type make uninstall. And that will, well, you'll have to do a sudo make uninstall if you installed as root, which you most likely would be. So that will clean out all of the artifacts and programs and documentation and everything that were installed by the installation script. Finally, if you don't want to actually install locally, but you still want to play around with the tools, that's fine. You can do that by, after you've done the build and the make test, you can add the onyx/bin and onyx/scripts directories to your path, and that should give you everything you need to run these programs. Okay, so that should cover installation. Now, let's talk about the XPacket format. As I described in more detail in episode 1350, I find the PCAP format that we use for standard packet capture to be outdated, and it's certainly not extensible. I want to be able to, in my tool suite, to annotate traffic with things like interface identifiers, flow identifiers, packet numbers, header offsets, those sorts of things. So I created a separate format called XPacket, which is abbreviated as XPKT. And in this format, it doesn't have a standard file header at the front of the file. Every single packet is really kind of its own, could be its own XPacket file, which means that you can take a series of these files and just cat them together and you still have a valid XPacket file. Okay. There are other packet capture formats that are more extensible, like PCAPNG and whatnot. I still find that they suffer from some of the limitations that I described, and I think I'm just happier with the way I ended up engineering things. But, you know, to each their own. This is why we have programs to convert from one to the other. As for the name XPacket, for those of you who are Monty Python fans, the you may recognize this sort of sketch from the Dead Parrot sketch. He's kicked the bucket. He's shuffled off his mortal coil, run down the curtain, and joined the bleeding choir invisible. This is an XPacket. Okay, so that's why I decided to name it XPacket. And if I, by the way, during the course of this podcast, say .XPacket, what I really mean is the period or full stop symbol followed by the letters X, P, K, and T, all lowercase. That's the standard suffix for an XPacket trace file. All right, so now that you understand why I have this file format, roughly, and if you want to hear more, go back to episode 1350. Let's just talk about how we can get some packet files to play with. First, let's do it in the more traditional way using the tcp dump command. So we can do, for example, on a Linux system, sudo tcp dump -i eth0 -c 5 -w file1.pcap. So we're capturing 5 packets from the Ethernet 0 interface into a file named file1.pcap. And the next 5 packets that sort of cross your main Ethernet interface will be dumped to a file. Now, if we were going to do the same thing in with the Onyx tool suite, the command is, I call it packet in, but it's the name is pktin. Okay, so you would, if you want to capture some packets from the wire using packet in, you would do sudo pktin eth0 greater than file2.xpkt. So now that's just going to continuously capture some packets from eth0 to, and we're going to use redirecting standard output to direct it to file2.xpkt. So now we've got 2 trace files, file1.pcap, which is a pcap, and file2.x packet. Now, since we don't want to have to be running as root to play with the rest of the commands that we can use, let's make sure that these are both readable by a normal user. So now we can do sudo chown, and then whatever your username is, and then file1.pcap and file2.x packet. So your sudo chown, whatever your username is, file1.pcap, file2.x packet. So now your local user can manipulate those 2 files. Okay, so let's talk about, we've captured some files with some packets. Let's talk about how you would dump them. The traditional way would be, if you want to see what's in them, would be tcp dump dash r file1.pcap. And that will show you what's in the pcap file. And there are other flags like dash v and dash x that you can use to get more information from them, more verbose information about what's in there. The sort of equivalent command in Onyx for displaying packets that you want to read through is x packet dump. So let's say you want to see what's in the file2.x packet. You do xpktdump for x packet dump. file2.xpkt. Now by default, xpacketdump invokes your pager, or invokes less specifically, so that you can, you know, move up and down and inspect the actual packet contents. And what you'll see basically every byte that it captured off the wire. In fact, I'll leave this for a future episode, but the hex dump format that it outputs in is so faithful that you could actually reconstruct the original packet stream using standard Linux command line tools from that hex dump. Okay, so yeah, that lets you look. So now you can look at those 2 files in 2 different ways. Now let's talk about how we'd convert between one and the other. So let's say I've got this pcap file. I captured it with tcp dump. Now I want to convert it to an xpacket format. So the command to do that is pc to xpkt. So pc to x, pcap to xpacket effectively, but it's pc to xpkt. And I'm going to describe 3 different ways we can do this conversion. And the reason I want to do this is because almost all the tools in Onyx follow a similar pattern. So to just convert from one file type to the other, you do pc to xpkt file1.pcap file1.xpacket. And that basically copies the contents of file1.pcap into file1.xpacket, but changes it to the xpacket format. But you don't necessarily have to go from one file to another. The command is designed to be able to be used so that you could actually stream standard input and standard output through the command. So another way to do it would be you could say pc to xpkt file1.pcap and then greater than to redirect the standard output and then file1.xpacket. So this is effectively doing exactly the same thing, except it's not giving the file name to output to the command. Instead, it's using standard shell redirection to redirect standard output to the file. the reason this is kind of relevant is instead of redirecting to a file, you could actually pipe that output to another tool that reads X packets and then does stuff with them. Okay, and in fact, now you can go, I'll say, all the way here into the, you know, into this notion, and you don't even have to specify the input file name. You can actually put a PCAP file coming in from standard input. So the way you would do that, for example, would be PC to XPKT less than for standard input redirection, file1.pcap greater than file1.xpacket. Or if you want to do it in a sort of more verbose but kind of useless way, you could do this. Cat space file1.pcap pipe PC to XPKT greater than file1.xpacket. Okay, so this notion that, you know, that the traffic can flow, that what you're working with, the data that you're working with, can flow through these commands, through standard in and standard out, in a very standard Unix-y way. This is something that I really strive to preserve in most of the programs in this. There are some that I can't, but you'll see this pattern available over and over and over again. Okay, so let's assume that you've run one of those commands. So now you can look at the file that we just created by, say, running xpkt dump, xpkt dump, file1.xpacket. By the way, if you don't want to use the pager, if you don't want it to be dumped to less, for example, so you can use instead the command x2hpkt, which stands for x packet to hex packet, where I call the hex dump format that I'm using to dump the x packets hex packet. And that will just, so if you did x2hpkt file1.xpacket, you'd still see that the dump of that packet trace, but now it wouldn't be automatically sent to less. And if you wanted to use less or more or something else, you'd have to pipe it to one of those commands yourself. Okay. Good. So now we've talked about some basic conversion to XPacket. Now let's talk about why would we want to convert to XPacket in the first place. Well, I'm going to just show some things now that we can't do with the standard PCAP format in its most basic form that we can with XPackets. For example, I already said we can concatenate two of these streams together. So we can say cat file1.xpacket file2.xpacket greater than merged.xpacket. And now we've got a merged.xpacket file that contains, you know, one file right after the other, and you can dump that with xpacket dump. If you just wanted to look at the two files, one right after the other, you could just do cat file1.xpacket file2.xpacket pipe to xpacket dump. And you wouldn't have to create the merged file at all. Okay, so let's talk about then how we can convert back to PCAP. Let's say we captured using the XPacket tools, but now we want a PCAP file to send over to a friend who doesn't have Onyx. Okay, the file to do that is xpkt2pc. And I'm not going to go through all of the invocations that we could do as before, but just very briefly, if we want to convert, say, file2.xpacket to a PCAP format, we could do xpkt2pc space file2.xpkt space file2.pcap. And so now we've converted from xpacket out into a PCAP format. All right, and why would we want to do that? Well, like I said, maybe we want to send it to a friend, or maybe instead we just want to, let's say, you know, we consider, you want to, maybe you really want to look at the packet that you captured in Onyx by, let's say you wanted to look at a packet that you captured in Onyx, but you wanted to look at it in PCAP format. Well, you could convert it to a file, into a PCAP file, and then read it with TCP dump. for example. Or, alternately, you don't even have to convert it to a file first. For example, if you wanted to just display a xpacket file in using TCP dump, you can do it this way. xpkt to pc, file2.xpkt, pipe, TCP dump, dash r, and then a hyphen. Now the dash r and then a hyphen tells the TCP dump command to read the pcap file from standard input. And that's exactly what the xpkt to pc file, or PC program outputs as a pcap file. And so we can just chain the commands together. All right. Now let's talk about one other thing that we can do with these commands, which is we can take these packet traces and we can actually send them back out on the wire. Okay. So sending packets uses the pkt out command, which is analogous to the pkt in command. So if you want to see this, the way you can look at this live is you should open up a separate terminal. And in that separate terminal, you can start TCP dump so you can see what is being sent on the wire. So for example, on a Linux box, you could do sudo TCP dump dash I eth 0. And you have that running in one terminal and you'll see packets flying by. And hopefully, if you're not doing much on your machine, then it'll be pretty quiet. And then you can see the result of the next command. So now to send packets out on the wire, you can do sudo pkt out dash I eth 0 file1.xpacket. And that will send that file1.xpacket out on the eth 0 interface. Or if you wanted to, let's say you wanted to send the file 2 capture and then the file 1 capture all out using the packet out command, you could do it this way. You could say cat file2.xpacket, file1.xpacket, pipe sudo pkt out dash I eth 0. Again, you can see the notion of how we're using a nice standard Unix-y way of chaining commands together to manipulate data. Okay, so that's the end of this episode. This is just to hopefully get, you know, this is the very basics of this tool suite. I have about three others sort of ready in mind and one scripted, and I'm going to put those up shortly after, but I think the number of these that I'll do will depend on the feedback from you, the HPR audience. If you guys want to hear more, then I'll keep churning them out. If this is just, you know, not people's cup of tea, maybe I'll move on to some other topic. In any case, please, all you guys out there, do remember to contribute a show. Every show out there that I've heard, I've found interesting in some way or another. So just for future reference, if you want to contact me, you can email me at evenfire@sdf.org. And I look forward to hearing from you guys, and I hope this has been interesting. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.